on RN. It's God forbid. Next, should religions attract charity status? Under Australian law, to be a registered charity, you must have at least one of 12 aims. Your charity must aim to advance health or education or the environment, public welfare, culture. Or your charity can simply aim to advance any religion. Former Labor Senator Chris Schott is a spokesperson for the National Secular Lobby. He says the government should not grant charitable tax breaks for religious practice. He's speaking with RN's Rowan Sammond.
We believe there should be a proper independent review of the charities that get the tax concession, because the amount of revenue foregone by all taxpayers for tax deductions for charities runs into many billions of dollars. It's not unreasonable that there'd be a review of that from time to time, and in particular, religious organisations, because most of them do now run commercial activities. And we want to make sure those commercial activities are completely separated from genuine humanitarian or aid programs or community assistance. And we want to ensure that those programs, even for community assistance, aren't used to proselytise for a particular religious view paid for by all Australian taxpayers. All religion should be separated under the principle of separating religion from the state.
That's Chris Schott from the National Secular Lobby speaking with Rowan Sammond. Bronwyn Dalton, should religions attract, simply because they are religions, a tax break?
If they are engaged in social service work, charitable activities...
But the religion is the charitable activity. You just need to be a church or a mosque or the Church of Scientology, and you're a religion, and therefore you're a charity, and therefore you get a tax break.
I think they should be allowed a charitable status, for sure, I believe. Religions are not commercial entities. They're not about making a profit. If they meet the legal requirements, they have every right to be registered as charities. I think it's great for transparency as well, because they have the reporting requirements to register. Whether or not religious entities receive tax-deductible gift recipient status, that would require further testing.
Sure.
Beyond just proselytising to engaging in activities like social work, community development, those sorts of things.
Well, Wendy Scaife, under our system, even the Church of Scientology is a registered charity which gets tax breaks from the government. What's the public interest there?
I guess we live in a society that is tolerant of many views, and we would, most of us, fight for that tolerance. We are tolerant of people's ability to adhere to whatever religious views they might want to.
Chris Schott from the Secular Lobby argues it's not the taxpayer's job to fund that view.
Secularism, you could argue, is not a public good. The point is, the diversity of the not-for-profit ecosystem is critical to the maintenance of our democracy.
And that can be counterintuitive, can't it, Wendy? Because Australians for Marriage Equality, the pro-gay marriage group, is registered as a charity. The Australian Christian Lobby, which is anti-same-sex marriage, is also a registered charity. So the government is effectively subsidising two opposite sides of a single debate.
Yes, and like Bronwyn, I think subsidising is an interesting word. The philosophy is that you are actually investing in a very pluralistic society. You're investing in a society where there is tolerance for a wide range of views. You don't have to follow them. You don't have to agree with them. But in a democracy, you do have to live with them.
What about when we get to charities and business? Have a think about Sanitarium, which makes Weet-Bix. It's owned by the Seventh-day Adventist Church and sends 100% of its profits to the church. And as a result, it's exempt from company income tax. We're talking about big business here, aren't we?
Sanitarium executive told me a funny story, because Kellogg's, they can't sleep at night because Weet-Bix is number one and Cornflakes number two. They're very upset about this situation.
And Kellogg's is a for-profit corporation, yes. And they might complain that their competitiveness is being undermined artificially by the fact that their opponent, Sanitarium, is receiving tax breaks from the government.
Yes, and they've lobbied hard trying to have Sanitarium work under different taxation arrangements.
Do they have a point?
So once again, it's incorrect economics. Because taxation is an output cost. You pay tax on the profit you earn. Your input costs stay the same. So it costs the same to make a Weet-Bix, you know, as it would Kellogg's. It's just what you do with the profit at the end. And Kellogg's chooses to distribute the profits to individuals who take that home and make personal wealth from that.
Shareholders,
whereas the 100% of the profits of a Sanitarium are given in a form of a gift to a charity. So
the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yes, but it doesn't affect actual market competitiveness.